Hello, Charlie. How are
Hello.
you?
Good.
This is Eddie Martin from Arbor Design.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna send you over my credentials right now. Where do I send it to? Do I reply back to the Eddie Martin email or?
Email.
Okay. All right, and you need cPanel, you need what else?
Yeah, cPanel and the domain password and everything, and your credential of your website.
Now, when you say domain password, what do you mean?
Like to the domain backend password, I think so it is been required.
Okay, so to understand, you said the backend password of the domain. Are you meaning like, because I got the domain from GoDaddy,
Yeah.
but the domain was transferred over to Google.
In the future, you do it.
In the future, I do what?
All right. Okay. All right. Send me the credentials of your website, and I could do what I can do for you.
Okay.
Okay. I can wait
All
for you.
right, so just okay, do you need WordPress as well or?
Wait a second. I just consider me my senior.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just connected with my senior programmer, so he can just tell you about that. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for holding the line. Appreciate your patience. Is this Jordan?
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan. This is Roger here. How are you? How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Well, how soon are you going to be able to send the credentials, the back end of your website?
Yeah, I can send it. I can send it now, but I need to know what you need. I know you need cPanel and what else?
We need cPanel. We need the credentials for the website, like the admin panel for the website itself. cPanel is the, access to your host, all right? However, we need both of the access, your access to your host and the access to your website as well. Do you have any idea about it, like the website framework that you made on or the platform you have created?
Well, here's the thing. I got the domain from GoDaddy, and the host is GoDaddy, but I don't have those credentials. Someone else made the website for me.
So, is it possible that you call them and, you know, ask for the credentials? Because, see, what we can do when it comes to changing or updating the website completely itself, we would be needing the credentials to your host, right? Like, let's say if we will do any kind of a changes and if we need to publish those changes on the online world, we will have to publish that onto your host. So that is the one part of the project. The other part of the project is to make the changes on the website itself. So considering that, you need that. So you know, whoever have created that, you can call them and ask for the credential. Otherwise, you know, we could say that no change could be, you know, made on the website without those credentials.
Well, I wish you guys would have told me that. That's why the lady, she kept rushing me to do business with you guys, and I wish you guys would have told me that, because I told her I had to figure some things out first.
Well, as for
before
her,
I made a decision.
See, she updated us that she requested the same thing to you, and you were supposed to provide those credentials. And you know, I guess on Friday I did, you know, call you myself, and I was doing the follow up for the same thing from you. So I believe she updated.
Well, yeah, no, the credentials. It's no big deal that you need the credentials. That's fine. I can give you what I have. But the problem is the GoDaddy situation, because I can't just hit that person up and get the credentials that easily. It's going to take like about a week for me to do that.
It's just you're supposed to give them a call, all right, and request the credentials.
No, I can't.
Uh-huh.
I can't simply give them a call. I have to send out emails and stuff like that. I can't simply just give them a call.
All right, and they will provide you with the credentials to your website or the credentials to your host?
I don't. Well, I have the credentials just to the hosting, because I have the cPanel, I have the WordPress. I also Google, the domain was transferred from GoDaddy to Google, so I have all three of those. But the hosting is still GoDaddy, and I don't think I don't have the credentials for GoDaddy. That's someone else's credentials, and I can't get those credentials.
All right. Is it possible to share whatever you have got with you? Let us take a look in that and cover the things that we can cover in that part. And meanwhile, you can arrange the cPanel access from your, you know, friend or the service provider. How about that?
Yeah. Well, sure. I can give you what I have.
Uh-huh. Perfect. So how soon are you going to be sending that to me or Eddie?
I can send that to you right now. But quick question. When you transfer a domain, doesn't the hosting transfer as well?
Well, it's like you can end the host server from them, and you can take our host server. And with that, what we can provide you, a lifetime plan. Along with that, a maintenance service for free. Let's say later down the road, if you're planning to add more pages or if you're planning to add more content or change the existing content.
Yeah, no, I get that. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, when you transfer a domain, does the hosting transfer as well?
No. Domain is a different thing,
okay,
and the host is a different thing, right?
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
No worries.
It's just you can
change
the host provider. Like, let's say if you're fed up of the existing carrier, right? So it's just simply you can change it. There is no need to transfer it. However, domain is your identity, your brand identity, right? Jordan.com. So you cannot change it. You need to transfer that, right?
Well, I was able to transfer from GoDaddy to Google. Do you know what that means? Like, have you heard of that before?
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So you must be paying a certain amount to, you know, Google, right? Or is it for free?
Right. Yeah.
It's a subscription fee that you're paying to Google, right?
Right.
But why didn't you purchase it for the lifetime? Are you planning to use this domain for a limited time, or are you going to be using this, you know, business in the longer run?
For a while. I can't tell you how long, but for a while, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to wait for the credentials, all right, and then I'll take a look into it, and I'll get back to you, all right?
Okay. All right. No problem.
All right.
Appreciate
thank you. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.